flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
in desolate moments, it's your hope that lingers. For wounded hearts, it's your solace that hunger. Every heartbeat longs for you, yet your traces remain elusive. Empty eyes question themselves. The cries of peace leave us restless. Flowing blood bleeds as your signs fade away. The soul feels frozen. Time seems to have stopped. On the ruins of shattered dreams, your world has moved on. Light of God, light of God, where are you hiding? Tell us now. Light of God, light of God, don't turn your gaze away from us like this. Light of God, light of God, tell us, where are you these days? The human kind is suffering. And there is pain in every heart. Every mind is so peaceless. It is searching for the divine guidelines, for the divine guidance. This search, this quest for peace, this suffering, when will it end? The search is going on, but they are searching. At wrong place. There was a king and he fell sick. and nothing was working. The royal physician were at their wit's end. No solution, no treatment was helping, and his condition was deteriorating day by day. The king was ill at ease, not understanding what to do. The whole royal family and all the subjects were distressed by this incurable malady. Myriads of treatments were tried, but everything failed, and his condition was deteriorating day by day, and there were slim chances of survival. The king was on his deathbed. And then somebody suggested to call a sannyasi who has strong healing power. And he came. The king was suffering. Deteriorating. The monk suggested that it's not possible that the king would survive. There is a treatment, but I cannot tell that treatment. The king pleaded, please tell. The monk said, no, you won't be able to do that. It's very tough and cruel. The royal family, the family members requested the sage, but he said, no, it's very difficult, or rather, it is impossible for you all to do that. But yes, if that treatment is tried, the king's life would be saved 100%. And he started to go back. Everybody stopped him, requested him, pleaded before him, begged him, please tell the treatment, how can king's illness would go away? And then the sannyasi said, you will have to kill 10,000 children. And with the blood of those children, give the king a royal bath. Everybody was shocked to hear the treatment. To kill 10,000 innocent children, and with their blood, to bathe the king. King said, it is preposterous. I will never concede to this. It is absolutely nonsense. But then the other family members said, we can try. King said, no, I cannot sacrifice innocent children for myself. And there was differences of opinion. Some said that you are more important. If you are alive, you can save 10 lakh children. The king said, no, I cannot. Some expressed doubt. Who is this monk and why should we believe in him? But then there was no hope, and king's condition was deteriorating day by day. And the only solution was to kill 10,000 innocent children with much unwillingness. Initially, the king was made to agree and reluctantly agree. And the sannyasi said that the date is after 6 months when this blood bath ceremony should be done. The king got worried. He would see only children everywhere. He was distressed, not understanding what to do. Every moment was a moment of grief. Every moment was the moment of suffering. And then that day came, and all those children were brought. The parents of the children prayed that king should get okay before the children die. Some said that what sort of king is this? Some were angry with him. Some revolted. And there was utter anarchy. But it was the royal order which they cannot disobey. And those children were brought. And looking at the children, the king was so distressed. He said, "No, let me die. I cannot let these children die. I cannot kill these children." And he came running. And behold and lo, the king was cured. And everybody was shocked. What happened? The sannyasi was called back. "How is that? The children were not killed and the king got cured." And the monk said, "The king was so obsessed with his illness that he could not think of anything else. And last 6 months, he went outside of himself. Thinking, worrying, getting disturbed. And there was a sense of selflessness which was created. He could not think of his own comfort and his own disease. His heart went out. And there was compassion. And there was mercy. And in this lies the cure. The healing. The healing takes place when you move out of yourself. The healing takes place when the selfishness is dropped. The healing takes place when you start thinking of others. In serving others, you serve the self. The healing takes place when the preoccupation with the disease goes away. It's the mind that was sick. Body is just the reflection of the mind. Soul and body are just one unit. One affects the other. This Murli explores the depth of spiritual healing and the greatest power that brings the healing is silence. Silent the inner chatter and the healing starts. And Baba said, "You are the spiritual scientist. In your laboratory, do this research on the power of silence. Just as you have power of science, which creates, which destroys. Which brings transformation. Just as you have power of science, which creates upheaval and which creates and which can give you rest. All the five features of silence, science. The power of silence is even bigger than that. You have not known till now what is the power of silence. It is the biggest treasure. The more you move towards soul consciousness from body consciousness, your power of silence increases. The more you practice soul consciousness, your vision changes. So Baba said to experiment on your body, your mind, your vritti, your sanskar, your actions, your connections and relationships, and on atmosphere. See what happens. Somebody is shouting, somebody is opposing, somebody is criticizing. You are silent. Silence is the best answer to all the abuses. Silence has got the greatest power. So do the experiments. Create a laboratory, a thought lab. Your life should become a laboratory, an experiment, and see. If there is an illness, experiment with the power of silence. Silence has got healing power. Karma bhog, karma bandhan, the bondages of karma would turn into karma sambandh. Karma bhog would reduce to a line on the water. From the crucifix to the thorn, and from thorn to cotton, you will see miracles. The soul is very powerful. Just keep on thinking of soul. Think of power of soul. The length of soul, the depth of soul, the width of soul, the dimensions of soul, the subtlety of soul, the nature of soul, the form of soul, the journey of soul, the sanskar of soul, the surrender of soul, the purity of soul, the divinity of soul. Shift your focus from body to soul. Whilst you move, whilst you do, whilst you come in connection, just keep on thinking on Atma Tattva. Satchit Sukham Paramahansa Gatim Turiyam. Think of this Pratasmara Miridhi Sansfurad Atma Tattvam. Early morning when you get up, think of what is soul. Who is soul? 24/7, keep on thinking. Not about the problems, not about people, not about persons, not about situations, but about souls. When you see others, see them as soul. When you are interacting with others, you are interacting with a set of sanskar, a soul. Such a paradigm shift in the consciousness would bring metamorphosis. So the first experiment is nonverbal communication. If there is a person and if you want to tell him something, don't do any verbal talk. Just communicate in the mind. Send some vibration, send some message to him. Mental telepathy. The second is send vibration of peace. If you know a soul who is troubled, if you know a soul who is suffering, if you know a difficult space, a difficult situation, send vibrations. These vibes are your tool, the spiritual tool Shubha Sankalp. It can travel faster than wireless. The third work is soul to soul connection. Whilst you move along and you see people, see them as soul. The moment you see body, try to understand the connection between soul and body. Think of it, churn it, visualize it. this formless soul, this incorporeal soul, think where it is, from where it has come, where it is residing, how it is the doer. Think, doubt, experiment, research. The life should become a laboratory where you keep testing. Your soul conscious, what happened? Your body conscious, what happened? So that's the first work. Cleansing negative energy. Think of your mind as a sky. And negativity are the clouds. Watch as a detached observer and the clouds fade away. And the clouds vanish into thin air. Conduct self-experiment. Experiments of silence. The inner silence should remain undisturbed. No matter what situations are coming. Baba said these obstacles, they increase the lagan. Your intensity. Let them come. You remain unperturbed. Silent walk. A silent stroll. Just move along. Without speaking, without saying anything. In the company of nature. Observing things as they are. Go out. Watch the mountains, the sea, the ocean. The streams, the pond, the lake, the river, the trees, the greenery, the bushes, the clouds, the stars, the moon, the silent gush of air, feel the butterflies, touch the tree, touch the leaves, feel the flowers. The nature is so silent. Everything is so perfect. The nature is not shouting. It teaches by his practical proof. Write a peace legacy letter to future generation. What is your message to future generation? Think of that. In this Murli, there are three more things. Baba said, the souls will come to you and they will see you as Shanti Avatar. Shanti Kund. They will get attracted, pulled towards you, and you can do thought transmission. And your tool is Shubha Sankalp. Pure intention. Pure intention is like Wi-Fi. It connects everything. With strong signal. But if the signal is weak, you will keep buffering. So first experiment on yourself and then on others. It's like you are giving diet advice to somebody whilst you are eating samosa. It's like a doctor who is saying to the patient that I will operate on you. I have watched the entire surgery on YouTube. And these are the flowers. If I am successful, they are for me. And if not, they are for you. Baba uses the word silence and peace synonymously. So be a peace messenger. Be a lighthouse of peace. Spread peace. The world is suffering. It needs peace. The world is peaceless and in pieces. Send vibes. You have this tool. You are the Pandav Sena and Shiv Shakti. You are spiritual soldier. And Baba has come to see how powerful you are, how much ever ready you are, and how much you can brandish your spiritual weapons. Om Shanti.